Aren't I right, girls? She felt warmly towards Mrs. Dawe, whose many asides ended so, as she taught her girls to become private secretaries in an academic year at the State Tech. Some parents sent daughters to private secretarial colleges in Oxford, aiming for Oxford graduates as sons-in-law. For her, learning how to temp seemed a solution to homelessness, living for a while with her undergrad boyfriend. Trailing his enthusiasm, she read Ulysses and typed his dissertation on Beckett's fiction. For her, it was also de Beauvoir, the female eunuch, George Jackson's sold-out brother. Meanwhile, Mrs. Dawe spoke of her autistic son. Most of the girls had never heard of autism because of educational segregation, although the first summer after her precipitate leaving home while still at school, she'd found accommodation living and working alongside council care leavers, looking after learning disabled children in care. Late and seated at the front, she felt the raucous charge of a fierce typing class clamour behind her. She cried, as conspicuous as if she wore the ribbony thing she'd made and worn to incredible string band concerts when still at school. These days, the sober 1940s dress was her favourite, from her mostly purple wardrobe, updated with a cable-knit tank top, knitted to order by her sister Kate.